What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you heard from me from Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or just from your homegirl or your homeboy, I am so happy that you're here. My name is Morgan Banks, and I am your host. The purpose of our show is based off the scripture, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. For my grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness. Y'all, it has taken me some time to get to this podcast. I have been through some stuff, but ultimately, it's been God, seriously, God that has really brought me through where I am today. And so I'm not going to get all emotional because it's the first podcast. Okay. So if you guys don't know me, my name is Morgan Banks. I am 23 years old when you hear this. And I have one son and his name is Omari Easley. I love this little boy with all my heart. He has made my heart glad. He has made my life purposeful and he has made me run so fast. I'm so in love with him. It's crazy. And I just thank God for him. And so I'm a writer. I love writing. I've been writing poetry since I can remember. I'm also a blogger and a soon-to-be author. Woo-woo! And a friend. And I'm your friend, okay? So I don't want to hear anybody else say, I don't have a friend, no one understands me. Morgan is your girl. Morgan loves you. Morgan got your back, okay? So, author. Yes, I will be an author, Lord willing, by the end of 2020. Please stay tuned, guys, because I'm super, super duper excited. Like, you guys don't have no clue. So, purpose of the show, let me move on. The purpose is to make the weakness the best part of the life. Like, literally, when you think about the scripture, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect. His power is made to be the best thing that you've ever experienced in your most greatest trial. His grace is made to be the best thing that you've ever even leaned on since your first trial. And that is your weakness. So through many different interviews, some of the things that I'm going to talk about, we're going to really discover, how do I persevere through my weakness? How do I persevere and I lean on God's strength and the grace that he has given me to do these things that he's called me to? It's so many times I've heard the saying, you know, I'm made for this, or like, you know, she was made for that. LeBron, he's made for basketball. Okay, so amazing, yes, but it's something about the tenacity that they have that gets them through it, which I consider that they are graced for it, because the grace is what keeps them sufficient in it. The grace is what makes them perfect in what they do. And although they're actually not even that perfect in it. And a lot of people have asked me questions on, you know, like, Morgan, how are you able to still influence and how are you able to still encourage and still, you know, be there for all these other people? Like, you're sticking around with people who would never do that for you, or they would not stick with you like the way you stick with them. And the one thing I realize is that even in my weakness, even with anyone who has ever hurt me, who has ever abandoned me, who has ever done anything that has been ill will to me, I have still found it in my heart to have that love for them and to still extend the love to them. And whatever it is that God tells me to say, I am so quick to doing what he says for me to do, because I don't want to disappoint him. And so even in that, I think that we realize that in our weakness, we're actually made perfect. We're actually made to be even more of a value to God, because he realizes that, you know, even when you were going through, you still pushed through and you made sure that you gave him your best, even when you were at your worst. So, you know, we're going to look at people. We're going to let people talk to us about their weakest moments and how they were able to persevere through them. How this scripture truly embodies who they are. And they can be whatever. They can be a mom. They can be a contractor. They can be your regular day stay-at-home mommy. They can be your go-to-work 9-to-5 worker. Whatever it may be, they are graced for what they do. And so I can't wait till you guys can hear these stories about these men and these women who triumph over their weaknesses every day. Even the ones that they perceive to be weaknesses, but realize later down the line, they weren't even weaknesses. So you're going to be taken back. You're going to have ah moments. You're going to have the ahas. You're going to have the oh my gosh. And you're going to have the mmms like we do at church. You're going to have the clapping your hands, talk about it moments. And you're going to be like, wow, and go into reflection as well. So just be prepared for all of that. It is okay. It is okay, bro. It's okay, sis. All right. So, and then we have another segment, which I'm so excited about. And as this podcast grows, you guys are going to hear about so many different things, and it's going to work for its best, or however God puts on our heart, as my team is doing an exceptional job. We're going to have mental health tips on our shows. The reason why I say this is because as I have been a blogger, in my writing, I've realized that, you know, as a spiritual blogger and as a Christian blogger, I've experienced where sometimes we talk so much about what God is doing, how God is moving, how God is just doing all these amazing things. And yet we can see it in the spiritual, we can feel it in the spiritual, but our mentality is stuck. We're not having enough mental health days where we can just pull ourselves back and say, what can I do for my mental health today? What can I do for my mind? So one of my beautiful sisters, Alexis, will be coming on with us, and she will be like my co-host. And she will come in and she will give you guys these mental health tips, where she's going to talk about one thing that we should focus on for the day that will really keep us going, keep us strong, keep our mind strong, our mental health as well as it could possibly be, with the strength of God through his grace being sufficient for us. And so I am so excited, guys. I don't know what you're doing right now, but whatever you're doing right now, stop, pause, thank God for sending you to this podcast, because I believe that whatever we're going to talk about, whatever's going to be said through the mouths of any of these interviews, you're going to be blessed. You're going to have something that's going to change in your life that is going to be monumental, and it's going to be beautiful for you to remember. So thank God right now. God, we thank you. We honor you for this podcast. We believe that you're going to saturate us with your goodness and show us that your grace has been sufficient for us within our own weaknesses, and that we would lean on you when we are completely afraid, when we are so bombarded by life. We're still going to say that our grace, your grace, is made perfect. It's made perfect. So now that we've thanked God, please go and share this with your friend. Share this with the person who you feel is really struggling and they feel like they by themselves. Let them know Morgan's got their back. So on Tuesdays, you guys will see these episodes drop in your emails. You're going to see it pop up on our Instagram page. You guys can follow me at Capri Couture. That's my personal page, and I will follow you back. And you can follow us on Grace For It on Instagram. I am super excited that you guys have taken the time out of your day to even listen to the purpose of the show. And then when we do these interviews, you're going to be blessed by them as well. Thank you so much for the opportunities that you guys have given me and for all the time that we get to spend together. This is going to be dope. I love you guys. Bye-bye.